Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday. Garrett's off today, so it's just us naughties, but don't worry. We've got a ton of gossip, celebrity news to get to, so let's jump right in. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Okay, big story at the top of the show. This is coming out of London. Prince Harry is distrustful of Prince William's new relationship with, quote, the wicked stepmother, Queen Camilla. So Prince Harry continues to harbour distrust towards his stepmother, Queen Camilla, and he's really apprehensive about the growing relationship that she has with his estranged brother, Prince William. So as both King Charles and Kate Middleton are facing health battles, Queen Camilla, she is 76 years old. She and William are taking on more royal responsibilities. That makes sense. The King's Heir Commission, Kate is at the country house, and so now all the duties are falling on Camilla and Prince William. Well, Harry is very upset about this and is very concerned about the newfound rapport between the two of them. Insiders say he's sceptical about it. They go on to add that Harry perceives this as a kind of betrayal, and he is surprised to learn that William has developed such a positive relationship with Camilla, contrary to their childhood perceptions of Camilla as being, quote, a monster. Now, we have to go back a little bit in time here to understand this story. Camilla and Charles were a couple, while Charles was still married to Princess Diana. I totally get that. I get why the children would hate this woman. She was the other woman in the relationship. They were furious with her. However, what friends of Charles would argue is that he always loved Camilla. He should have married Camilla. He should never have married Princess Diana. Camilla was the love of his life, is the love of his life, and love has won here. So there's two different sides to this story. But I think what's really fascinating to me is that one brother, William, has made peace with it. One brother, Harry, has gone the other way and has become more hostile than ever. Harry hates Camilla. If you read his book Spare, he made it pretty obvious. He is no fan of Camilla. Now, William, who's much more pragmatic, William actually has grown to not only be able to work with her, but to like her. Sources tell me at first he was really wary of Camilla. He kept his distance. He didn't really like her, but his dad loved her. So out of respect to his dad, he was polite. He was civil. Yet, as they started to work together when Harry left and the family got closer and smaller, he figured out that he really likes her. And get this, Kate likes Camilla too. Kate is a huge fan of Camilla. Camilla and Kate both married into this very difficult family, and they have a bond. They absolutely have a bond. And let's face it, there's very few people who are going to be queen. Camilla and Kate are going to be part of that group together. So there's some sort of bond there. William has forgiven her. William has forgiven his father. William has now grown to like her. William now likes his father a lot more than he used to. They've found peace. Relationships change. Whose side of this would you be on? Would you be on Harry's side? Are you the person that just can never forgive? And rightfully so here, I'm not judging this. Something awful happened to their mom. Affairs are never nice. People not loving the person they're married to and holding a flame for somebody else, that can only lead to disaster. There's no good outcome here. But are you Harry and you say this is unforgivable? She broke up my parents' marriage. I will never speak to that woman. Or are you William who says if it hadn't been Camilla, Diana and Charles were a bad fit? It probably wouldn't have lasted. Now, I'm not sure Charles and Diana would have got a divorce quite as quickly, or the relationship would have gone south quite as quickly. In fact, if, as Diana said, there was three people in this marriage, if a third person wasn't in the marriage, did Diana and Charles have a better chance? Of course they did. However, they're so different. People that knew Diana and Charles all say that. They didn't have a good chance because the foundation of their marriage was so rocky. They liked different music, they liked different food, they liked different people. They had so little in common, but they did have those boys in common. And now it's the boys that are deciding if they want to be in Charles's life. Do they want to be in Camilla's life? It is interesting. When Harry flew to London to see his dad after his cancer diagnosis, he only spent time with Charles. Camilla was not there. Camilla's angry too here. We have to understand this. There's another person in this equation, isn't it? Sometimes when you get so wrapped up in a story, you forget there's another character. Well, in this story, Camilla's a big character. She's furious at what Harry said about her, and he said it in a book. Being rude to her behind palace doors, behind the walls of the castles, it's not nice. But writing it in a book and being so, so honest about those feelings, being honest is always good, but it's better to be honest one-on-one, not to write it into a book or put your feelings out on Instagram. Talk to the person you've got those feelings about. Harry never did that. So he went after her in his book and then expected things to be normal. No, Camilla's not going to have any of that, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry is very just distrustful of how his brother William has become suddenly best friends with Queen Camilla, who they used to call their wicked stepmother when they were little. Is it time for Harry to forgive? Is it time? It's been many, many years, 20, 30 years since the passing of Princess Diana. Is it time now for Harry to acknowledge, my dad has found love, she's the queen, this is my dad's partner, I'm never going to beat her, we don't have to be best friends, but we could get along. I've had to swallow people in my family that I didn't want to. I've had to swallow relationships that I did not like at all. When my brothers and sisters got married, some of their partners were cruel to me, were really mean to me when I was a little boy. But you learn to forgive, or you try to forgive, at least that's what I did. What would you do? Would you forgive? And more importantly, what should Harry do? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, moving along, Lizzo has announced that she's quit, blaming lies and bullying. So Lizzo made a significant announcement on social media, revealing her decision to step away from the spotlight and quit being famous. So in a real heartfelt Instagram post, the Grammy winner expressed her frustrations with the online chatter about her appearance and called out individuals for spreading lies about her to get attention. She says that she feels disrespected and hurt by the jokes and criticism directed at her. Lizzo also lamented that despite her desire to make music and spread joy and be positive in this world, she's starting to feel very unwelcome in it. Oh, Lizzo, this is heartbreaking. We've all felt like this. We've all felt moments where we don't feel welcome in our own lives, around our own friends, in our own jobs. It's awful, isn't it? And I do understand why you want to quit, but you can't. This is life. You got to get back up. I'm not saying you shouldn't have these feelings. We've all had them, but you can't give in to them. You've got to start protecting yourself. And if that means getting off social media, so be it. I did a cleanse, a social media cleanse. We think about cleanses as diets, don't we? Oh, we had a cleanse for a couple of days. I went on this diet. I didn't drink. I cut out salt. I had a social media cleanse where I went through my social media, and if you didn't bring me joy, I unfollowed you. I could only now scroll through people, projects, things that made me happy. And if you didn't make me happy, you had to go. And so, Lizzo, it's more difficult for you. You are a celebrity, a well-known person. So the amount of positive and negative comments that you get online, I just can't imagine. But that's your life. You are this famous, Lizzo. So maybe step away. Step away from social media. And if people are saying hurtful things about the way you look, that isn't new. They've always said hurtful things. So what's happening now? Some people think this is because Lizzo got herself in a lot of trouble when some of her dancers came forward saying that she was not that kind to them. So some people are saying this is Lizzo's way of stepping out of the spotlight and all the heat that she's in at the moment with these accusations. Maybe it's not about what people are saying about your looks, but rather about your behaviour. Maybe Lizzo isn't the happy, positive person that she wants us to think she is. Several people who worked with her have said that image is all false. It's not true. It's an Ellen-type situation where Lizzo is projecting one image, where in reality, behind the scenes, she's another. So Lizzo, you've got to figure this one out for yourself. Nobody else is going to figure it out. You have to decide who you are, and then like that person. If you want to be a bully, then you have to live with that. If you want to be somebody positive, then live with that. I find in life, when we're honest to ourselves is when we're the most happy. When I'm naughty, I admit it to myself, and I sometimes even have a little cheeky grin about it. When I'm nice, I admit that too, and I smile away. But when you try to lie to yourself, when who you are doesn't match the image, the perception, that's when you find misery. Lizzo, look within yourself. Okay, moving along, we have more P. Diddy news. The story is getting bigger and bigger. So Diddy's son is finally speaking out after the raid on their father's home and the federal investigation into their dad. So King Combs, who I've known since he was a little boy, he's the son of Sean Diddy Combs. He's just broke his silence on his father's legal troubles for the first time since he and his brother Justin were detained during a federal, get this, sex trafficking probe involving their father. I don't think I can remind myself of this situation enough by listening to those three words. Sex trafficking probe. This is really serious. So in a cryptic message shared on Snapchat, oh, that's an unusual place. I didn't even know that existed anymore. Well, Snapchat. King Combs posted the following. Stop with the cap, C-A-P. I did not know what that meant, so I had to look around, poke around, ask my sources, and they told me that phrase is slang for quit lying. So if somebody's lying, you say, stop with the cap, not C-R-A-P, which is a very British thing to say, but C-A-P, stop lying. Now, Diddy's two daughters, his twin daughters, Delilah and Jessie, they're standing by their father too. They have said nothing publicly, but sources tell TMZ that they can't believe what's going on. They're 17 years old. They understand it. They can go online. They're seeing all this stuff. And they know that their dad is resilient, but also too, they are absolutely, quote, bewildered by what is going on here and think this scrutiny is unjustified. Yes, they might think that. And I think it's very smart that they are not speaking out too. At 17, they certainly have social media accounts. They could say something. They have not said anything, but their 25-year-old brother has. I don't think it's helping, King Combs. You're not going to convince anybody who thinks your dad's a bad person otherwise with four words. So I would argue all those feelings you're having, talk them through with your family. Call your dad, call your sisters, call your relatives, call your grandma, talk them through there, because doing it online always ends up biting you in the bottom. Okay, moving along, Rebel Wilson is blasting Sacha Baron Cohen for releasing sex scene footage. So, Rebel Wilson has strongly criticised Sacha for releasing behind-the-scene footage from their sex scene of their 2016 movie, calling it an a-hole move. She has denounced the release of the unauthorised footage, accusing him of bullying her and gaslighting her. So if you remember, she said this sex scene was awful in 2016. She was humiliated. He asked her to do things that she just didn't want to do. She felt even scared. Well, now Sasha's saying, I've actually got the behind-the-scenes footage, and he released it. And it showed them practicing the choreography of the scene. It showed them really seeming to get along really well. Well, now Rebel is contending that that footage was taken out of context and it deleted the lewd acts that she was asked to do. So it's only part of the story. This one is not going away. She is standing by her claims 100%. And Sasha is standing by his, saying they made a comedy together. It was racy. Was it distasteful? Yes. But she'd read the script. She knew what she was going to do. They even have behind the scenes footage of them filming that scene. And everybody seems to be getting along just great. And so maybe there are two sides to this story. Okay, while you think about that, we're going to take a quick break. I know they are annoying, but I have to thank our sponsors because they allow me to bring this podcast to you 5 days a week at zero cost. Zero cost, because they're paying for it. So let's listen to a few ads and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show we talked about Diddy allegedly firing an intern who refused to sleep with him. Now, this intern was male. Tor Ray, who's a great writer, journalist, he's also on TV a lot. He said he got a family member, a young guy, an internship at Bad Boy Records, Diddy's company. And one night they were out having fun and Diddy said, "You need to come home with me tonight." And the guy said, Torre's relative said, "No, I'm not doing that. I'm not gay and you're my boss. I don't want to go home with you." So he didn't go home. Then the internship was cancelled. Now, Torre added he didn't reveal any of this until recently. So when he got fired from Puffy's company, everybody was like, what happened? Torre, who got him the job, wanted to know what happened. He wouldn't tell him. But many years later, he did. Our question for you was, do you think Diddy likes guys and girls? Does he like men and women? Do you think Diddy is bisexual? Let's have a look. Ooh, 75% said, yes, you think he is. Well, if he's asking a male intern to come to bed with him, to come home with him, I guess that's our answer. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. So Beyonce's new album is a huge hit on Spotify, holding the 2024 record so far. So everybody who's put out an album this year, January, February, March, April, it's April 1st, happy April 1st. Everybody that has put out an album in those months, none of them have come close to Beyonce. Her latest album is called Cowboy Carter, that's cute, has made a significant impact on streaming platforms, particularly Spotify, where it's achieved a remarkable feat. So it was released on Friday, and since then the album has become, just in a few days, the most streamed album of 2024, setting a new record. In just one day, it got 76 million streams on Spotify. I love this album. I've not stopped playing it since Friday. If you haven't listened to her sing Jolene, that fabulous Dolly Parton hit, then you are missing out. Check it out today, our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day, naughty, naughty, naughty. Disgraced Prince Andrew turned up at Easter services with King Charles and Queen Camilla. So Prince Andrew, despite all the backlash and all the controversy that he is embroiled in, he had the nerve to turn up at Easter service with the King and Camilla. So accompanying Andrew were several members of the royal family, including his ex-wife and best friend, Sarah Ferguson. Princess Anne was there with her husband, and Prince Edward was there with his wife, Sophie, who goes by the title Countess of Wessex. I like that. They all gathered for Easter service. While it was lovely to see the King, this is his first big official moment out in the public since he was diagnosed with cancer. It was weird to see Andrew there. Now I get it. This is a family as well as a business. So business-wise, you don't want Andrew around at all. He's a disgrace. Family-wise, he's the King's brother. So what do you do with him? Ugh. And naughtiest of the day, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. That voice in your head can be trained to say things to you that work for you rather than against you. Think about it. Think of that nasty little voice in your head telling you lies, 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 lies. Well, that same voice can be trained to tell you the truth, the kind truth. And so you got to learn to silence that voice. It's really hard to do. But the best way to start is that when you hear it, you acknowledge it. When you hear that voice telling you, you can't, you're not good enough, you shouldn't, stop. Just stop for a second and tell it to shut up. This takes practice. It has taken me years to get rid of all the echoes in my mind of people telling me I'm not good enough. There were lies back then, and they are lies now, because we are good enough naughties. I believe in you, and I want you to believe in you too. Hey, before we go, I just want to say thank you to Anne, who sent me a lovely email. She is from the suburbs, describes herself as, quote, 52, married with two adult children, conservative, and living in Minneapolis. She loves the podcast. She said, thank you for keeping it positive and not trashy, and bringing a perspective that gives gossip without demeaning people. Stay in your lane. Don't become a potty mouth or resorting to R-rated information. Anne, your email made my day. Thank you so much. We don't swear on this podcast. We try to be naughty, but we're nice. And so thank you for seeing what we and my team here are trying so hard to do every single day. Thank you. And thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Naughty Show. That's you. Thank you so much for being the co-host today. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Ah, you sound marvelous.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.